I want to start this episode with a promo. This is a wrestling show, and I want to start this episode with a promo. But it's not a wrestling promo. It's a promo from WNBA player Diana Taurasi.
Reality is coming.
Okay.
You know, there's levels to this thing, and that's just life. We all went through it.
Of course.
And you see it on the NBA side, and you're going to see it on this side, where, you know, you look superhuman playing against 18-year-olds, but you're going to come with some grown women that have been playing professional basketball for a long time. Not saying that it's not going to translate, because when you're great at what you do, you're just going to get better. But there is going to be a transition period where you're going to have to give yourself some grace as a rookie. And, you know, it might take a little bit longer for some people.
First of all, brilliant heel work. Like, that's Roddy Piper stuff right there. She's doing all the things that a great heel does. And I'm going to make this a wrestling show one way or another. She is doing all these little itty-bitty heel tendency things that you may not notice in the video if you just watch it in a short little clip on Scott Van Pelt. Think about the way that she set all that up. So the question was, how do you think she's going to translate into the WNBA from college, Caitlin Clark? And Diana Taurasi says, well, we're not college players, essentially. Like, we're not 18-year-old kids. We're grown women. And we're going to, basically what she's saying is she's going to get a dose of reality when we break her in half. That is such a wrestling promo for someone who just came to a company. And the mainstay on the show says, listen, I don't know where you think you're from or how good you think you are, but now you're here, and I'm going to snap you. That was like a Brock Lesnar promo.
Listen, I've heard of this cat. What's his name? Connor?
Conor McGregor.
He's from Irish? Or what do you call yourself?
Irish.
Yeah, he's from Ireland, right? And he weighs like 145 pounds, right? That's what my left leg weighs, all right?
She truly is the GOAT. Like, this was such a good start to heel work for her for a national audience. And I can't wait for this next year, because I live in Indiana, so Caitlin Clark's going to be an Indiana Fever member, and I'm going to get to see this firsthand. She's going to be my Cody Rhodes. We got to finish the story. We got to finish the story, Caitlin Clark. I just think that this is brilliant all the way around, though. And I think we have to give love to the heels. So this podcast was really made because people are saying, oh, she shouldn't have said that. She shouldn't have said that. Yes, she should have. That is perfect marketing for the WNBA. Genius marketing.